Holy shit, it's been a hot minute. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I haven't posted since prior to the holidays, which was kind of the plan. Kind of the plan that I didn't really tell you guys about. But typically that's what happens when you have a podcast, a YouTube series. You just take the holidays off because people are off doing crazy shit. They actually do it for TV shows and stuff too. You take the holidays off and you come back, you know, like Gold Rush, one of my favorite shows. You know, they didn't even tell people. They just didn't have a show. I'm sitting there on a Friday waiting for it to show up, and it just didn't show up. So I kind of apologize, and I say I kind of apologize because I basically had the holidays. Literally when the holidays were over, we just had a massive a windstorm here in Washington. Wiped out the power for, I believe, 4 days. During that 4 days, actually, I believe it was 4 days. Something like that. During that 4 days, my wife went into labor and we had a child. So basically holidays, you know, which goes through New Year's, power goes out 4 days, have a child. I'm not just going to, well, actually we stay at the hospital for a few days as well, do the child. So now it's pushed me all the way back to January 10th. God damn it. Lots of people have been like, where's the lock show? What's going on with the lock show? You still doing it? Are you bailing like all the other stuff you bail on? And the answer is no. I love doing this. Holidays are a bitch, though. I mean, it's not. I mean, you guys are doing shit. I'm doing shit. That's what's up. But hey, I had a kid. Kid number 3, Jones Turner Lakala is his name. My last name is Lakala. If you guys didn't know, I just doxed myself. I don't give a shit. The title of this episode is going to be: Am I going to do YouTube again? And it's a very interesting topic because I actually, even before I had this kid, I obviously have a soft spot for YouTube, and you guys pretty much, I've told the story of me getting the boot basically off YouTube, and basically when I got the boot, and I think about this shit all the time. I'm like, why am I not, like, why do I not have a passion to want to, like, make YouTube videos and stuff anymore? And I've kind of concluded that basically the termination of my account did something to me mentally that I couldn't really recognize. Like, it basically made me, like, standoffish. Kind of like the same feeling as when you kind of stop liking a girl. And you're completely okay with moving on and doing other things. But it's tough because it's not like that. Because when you're in a relationship, it's just between you and them. But basically, there's you guys or people who watch me on YouTube that have expectations. They're like, what the fuck? He's all on all these other platforms, and I'm not going to go follow him on those platforms. Like, he is, to me, he's a YouTuber. People are always asking me to make content and stuff like that. And every single time, it's like I've turned into, like, this fucking... It's funny because people are like, dude, I used to love your stuff when I was younger. Like, I'm 19 now, and I'm just like... Fuck, like, I'm 31. It's not like I'm in my 50s. It's not like I'm goddamn Patrick Swayze and people, you know, I used to love your movies. Like, I'm fucking still young, you know? And, but the termination just did something to me mentally that I can't quite pinpoint what it was. I mean, it was in combination of whatever the hell it did to me mentally, in combination with moving over to Facebook and making some very good money over on Facebook. And that combination, basically, when I made Facebook and stuff, was like, oh, well, I can easily make a living over here. And so I kind of slowly tapered off on the YouTube side. But, like, the YouTube side was, like, my initial passion. So I always have this, like, tiny little hole that I need to, like, fill from the YouTube side. And so it's like I don't even... It's weird. When I was just full-blown YouTube, I was just so dug into the stats and all this stuff. And, like, I don't even check anything anymore. Well, yeah, because I haven't posted in over a year on my main channel. And, you know, still to this day, you know, probably 20, 30 people every single day give me their breakdown. Like, dude, I started watching you when I was 14. I'm 20, 21 now. Like, you were my childhood. Like, make more videos. And then I'm like, yeah, I've been thinking about it. And then they go, yeah, make more hooker pranks. I'm like, dude, like, you got to kind of just think logically. Like, that would be just, like, the ultimate, like, thing that I wouldn't want to do. Not necessarily the hooker pranks in general, but just coming back and doing, like, the same old stuff, you know? And so I'd already been thinking about, like, committing to You know, like a brand new YouTube channel, because my other channels are both fucked. Like, they're both like blacklist. I don't know what the hell's wrong with them, but they're just screwed. They're like ultimately blacklisted on YouTube. I don't know what's wrong with them. Not that I necessarily care. You know, like the ad rates and everything are messed up on them. I don't really care about that. I'm just concerned, like, if I make some content on here, that they won't push that content in their algorithm, you know, for however long. I'm just concerned about, you know, just expanding a channel. How am I going to expand a channel if it's somehow, you know, blacklisted with YouTube? If that's even a thing, it might not even be. It might just be my stuff sucks. But that is my concern. So I'm like, and then I hate when I, like, some people just don't think logically, and I can't help but take comments to heart. I mean, that's just part of me. I cannot not just be like, oh, fuck that guy. Because if I said, oh, fuck that guy to everybody that said everything to me, you know, I would go nowhere. Because you got to have constructive criticism. But, like, when you go and post on a 1.5 million follower, or whatever, is it 1.2? I don't know how big the page is. When you go post on that, and you haven't posted in well over a year, the video's probably not going to get very, you know, that many views. And then you got the people that are, that come in, they're like, what the hell? You have 1.2 million followers and you're only getting 50,000 views? And I'm just like, dude, like, you don't get it. I haven't posted for, you know, a year and a half. Why the hell would somebody come watch after a year and a half? I mean, it's basically been longer than that, because I posted a little stretch of videos and then I stopped again. But I feel if I completely made a new channel and committed to that channel, you know, rather than an older channel where there's expectations of content, would probably be my best bet. But I just can't, like, it's just irritating when I just see somebody who's like, dude, what? You get barely any views and you have over a million followers. I want to be like, dude, I've been inactive for the last 2 years. How many followers do you think are going to come back and watch after 2 years when you don't post shit? Answer is none. So I'd rather just circulate all the people that actually are still into my content, such as, like, people on the podcast, people on my Instagram, Twitter, just all, like, the people that are still active, and push them towards one and then grow it that way, rather than trying to hop on this old train and just act like nothing happened, you know? So I would be completely starting a new channel if I decide to do it. And there's also just no expectations of content. If I sit here and tell you I'm not going to prank call hookers, then you're not going to show up there and be like, what the hell? Where are all the hooker pranks? I'm not going to do that. Like, that is just such, like, a fallback on old content. If I want to do stuff, it's kind of got to be new and up to date. There's, you know, if you want to look at hooker pranks, there's lots of people out there that can vulgarly prank all hookers. But, like I've talked about, the hooker pranks necessarily only go one direction, and it's always sexual. And with Facebook's new algorithm and word detection and stuff, that shit ain't gonna fly. I'm not gonna be brand friendly at all. I'm gonna swear, you know, be an asshole and all that stuff, but I'm not gonna be able to just, you know, title it, you know, I asked a hooker to put my balls in my left nut in her butthole. Like, I can't do that. And if you don't understand that, then I'm sorry. But so I was thinking about all this stuff before this kid came, and my only concern is that, well, I just have this thing where it's like I'll start something, especially old comebacks on YouTube, like the same channels, I'll start doing it, then I'll lose interest really fast. But I think it's because I just lose interest because the comments are like, dude, go do this, go do that, go do this. And I just need to shed those off. So before this kid, I was thinking about it. Then I had this kid, and I'm like, fuck it, eh. I need money now. No, I'm just kidding. No, it just, this baby basically sparked something. I don't know what it sparked. I thought, you know, after the first couple of days, this spark would go away, but it hasn't. The spark is definitely still there to want to make YouTube videos. Like, I have all these platforms and stuff, but I literally post nothing on the platform that made me what I am, if that makes any sense to you. And that's kind of weird to me now that I start thinking about it. Like, you got big on YouTube, but you don't make YouTube videos anymore. Like, that's kind of weird. So I've kind of narrowed, you know, kind of the things I want to do that have typically done well in the past that are, like, I can do the old stuff, but, like the video game type stuff where people seem to really like that stuff might be difficult to do just because it's, I don't know, it's just, it's not as easy to do these days, and I don't know, like acting like it's just hard to set up. It's hard to, I mean, they have the proper chords and everything to set up, but it's kind of up in the air on the video game stuff. It's a lot easier to go make like a video sticking dildo. See, that's my first idea that I've had for a while is I have a really, like, my pet peeve is anybody that leaves like a cart somewhere in a parking lot and they're too lazy to go put it back. Well, I can go to like a busy Fred Meyer and find people that are doing that, run up and stick a dildo on their car. Is that crossing the line with, you know, sexual wise with a dildo and stuff? I don't know. But it's something I want to do for my Instagram for a while, but easily can convert it to a full-blown video. And so I have, there's a lot of things I want to do, but I don't want to, and I've also kind of had some self-reflection and be like, I've spread myself so damn thin. Like I got the Facebook stuff, which is cool because the Facebook's pretty big, but then I'm like, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, like literally everything. And it's like when I was on my heyday and YouTube, I didn't care about like Twitter. I didn't care about some of these other platforms. I'm like, I just want to do YouTube. But then people started stealing my shit, you know, and like my identity on these platforms. I'm like, okay, I have to make it so people don't do this, you know. And I actually had some like challenges from some like personal friends that are like, I bet you can't build up your Twitter to 250,000 followers. And I'm like, watch. And I did it within like 2 months, but I don't have that kind of pull anymore. But, I just have this like itch in me to get back and not every single day. I don't think I can sit there with kind of my family situation and crank out, you know, a video every single day. But I don't see why I couldn't do, you know, 3 videos a week. Kind of like a mix of some of the old stuff, you know, kind of like the vulgarity to it. Not over the top. But I do a lot of stuff with viral content on Dude Comedy. I want to incorporate the Dude Comedy site into things. So I'm like, well, I could easily do, you know, like it kind of hit me the other day. There was a girl who got mad. What happened? She asked, she was at a mall and there was service dogs, you know, like a group of service dogs in training. And she asked, she went up to the person with the service dog and was like, hey, can my daughter pet your dog? And the lady with the service dog said, no, it's a service dog. And so she ended up freaking out, calling the cops, all this stuff. Well, I have that girl's phone number. So she went viral for being a complete cunt, I guess. And I have her phone number. Well, that could be an awesome video to itself when you start talking about like, you know, like getting justice or even just, you know, messing with the person, then saying, hey, you know, can we interview you, maybe see your side of the story, yada, yada, yada. And it could be a pretty interesting series, and that's something I want to do, but it's just like where I just hope that I can like hold on to the drive to want to do it. And something I do know about myself is I'm a one-track mind type of person. Like I can't give up, you know, 100% to this project, 100% to that project, and do it all equally. It's like I'm the type of person when it was like YouTube, it was like straight focus on YouTube, didn't care about anything else. When it was the website, and that's pretty much why I stopped doing YouTube, because my straight focus was on everything, or you know, everything to do with the website, and kind of like YouTube I'm trying to think of something. YouTube basically got put thrown to the side like a side bitch, you know? And I kind of just slowly tapered off, and that was pretty much like the demise of the YouTube stuff. And so I've been trying to teach myself, you know, I can be focused on multiple projects and give my heart to that project at that time, because that's what people do. I mean, if I want to be like a successful like entrepreneur or business person, I can't just have straight edge line focus on one project. So, I got the Beersy stuff coming out. I got a game that's coming out here in the summer. Lots of stuff. And I can't just be like, all right, well, I'm only going to focus on this podcast, because then, you know, my roles for the game, my business for the Beersy stuff isn't going to thrive because I'm only focused on one project. And I've known that about myself for a while. And that's what I'm trying to fix and be motivated in multiple areas rather than just like fine-tune focus on one. But I think the YouTube stuff basically would be an amazing start because I can have all those things entwined into one. Like if my role is to promote the game that I'm doing, you know, I can do that in a YouTube video. I can make, and the game, and it'll be dependent, you know, if it, you know, say I make an awesome video, so I got to put focus into making this awesome video. Well, also my role is to promote this game. Well, the better the video, you have the promotion in for that game, and you win twice right there. And that's kind of what I'm like mentally like, okay, I think this can be doable. And it's just overcoming not being able to focus on multiple projects. And it's been just my complete, not downfall, because I mean, it works out, because when I focus on the Facebook stuff, you know, I kill it, you know. But then I'm like, well, man, but YouTube's fun, but I don't fully commit to it. And I think I'm fully committed to doing it now. You know, but who knows? I mean, I'm just so like up and down, like mentally, you know, not like mental health wise. It's just like, you know, sometimes I'm super, one day I'm super motivated to do something. The next day it's kind of like, ugh. But that's just life. And it's just like, that's like my battle right now. And it's been like that for a long time. You know, I've had a lot of opportunities to do certain things, but sometimes I'm just like, eh. Like I could have went in, what the hell is that guy's name? I totally forgot his name. Like CX something. Why did I forget his name? But he's a massive streamer. Now he's a big YouTuber. But the dude, it would have been the perfect opportunity. The dude was ready to come hang out, wanted me to come hang out with him, be on his stream and all this stuff. But I was just kind of like, eh. Like, I'm doing other stuff. You know, I'm doing stuff on Facebook. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm not into that anymore, you know. That would have been a perfect opportunity to capitalize and do something with and you know, relaunch stuff. But I was just kind of like, eh. Like, one day when I talked to him, I'm like, dude, that'd be awesome. But then when, like, it came down to do it, I'm just kind of like, eh. I can't be doing shit like that. What's the big Fortnite dude's name? I'm so terrible. The tattoo guy. You guys know what I'm talking about. Tim the Tap Man. Like, he used to watch my content and stuff. He, on his stream with tons of people in there, he's like, man, what does Mr. Tech do anymore? Like, that'd be a perfect opportunity to be like, hey, what up, man? I didn't know, you know, like, because he's killing it in the Fortnite stuff, but it'd be like, he'd probably want a game, you know, play a game or two, you know. And I'm just not, like, I'm so into, I'm like a damn recluse. I'm just into doing whatever I'm doing, you know. And back when on the YouTube days, you know, I was, you know, making friends with people, growing with people. It was fun, and I kind of just lost, like, that art, you know, because on the Facebook and the YouTube side, you just do your own shit. Or the Facebook and the website side, you just do your own shit. You don't really mingle with people. And Facebook is fucking brutal when it comes to, like YouTubers are, like, real people, you know. Maybe they want to hang out with you because you have 500,000 followers. Who knows? Who cares? But Facebook is a fucking wild, it's the wild, wild west. Like, man, you'll make agreements with people, like, hey, you share this, I'll share this. And when it comes for them to, like, share your stuff, like, they're just MIA. Like, you go, hey, I shared this, and they don't say shit to you. I've had people, so on Facebook, they basically took reach from, like, normal pages like mine and gave them to these watch pages. Well, there's a dude, you know, who's big on the Facebook scene, he just buttered me up. He's like, dude, I'm gonna get you a watch page. Like, I gave him the name, all my information, all this stuff. And, you know, so he would come back, he's like, hey, watch pages are almost ready, like, will you share this? And this isn't some fucking dude from India, this is a dude from America, you know, just like me. He had a couple kids, he's married. You know, I had cool conversations. He was just acting super cool and nice. And I just asked him, I'm like, hey, you know, where are those watch pages at? Oh, we're getting, like, 100% getting them next week. Will you share this video for me? I'm like, all right, because I play by the honor system. If he's getting me a watch page, like, I'm going to share stuff. Well, 3 dates later, pass it, he says he's going to get them, and now he's completely silent. And I even told him, like, dude, you don't, like, if you don't get the watch pages, I'll still share your stuff. Like, you don't got to, like, falsely butter me up just to give you a share. Like, I'm not going to... Like, you just seem like a cool dude I would share content for. Like, you don't got to be a douche and, like, completely lie and make stuff up. You know, he didn't respond or nothing, but it's just, like, the Facebook world, I'm just getting tired of it. It is where I still make, you know, my living. You know, I still make good money doing the website and stuff, but I look at my Facebook page and I'm like, I'm a damn meme page, you know? There's nothing, you know, there's no personality, there's no uniqueness, there's no nothing to it. I'm literally just a damn meme page. And that's what kind of hit me before this baby, and now this baby kind of hit, and I'm like, all signs are pointing to making content. Like, I had so much fun just making, you know, people laugh and people saying, love yourself. I'm actually tired of people saying, like, man, back in the day, you were so funny. Like, I loved your stuff back then. Like, everything's like back then. Like, it was fucking, you know, 100 years ago. It was 3 years ago, you know. And I even had a dude, like, saying, like, man, you used to be funny. I'm like, so what are you judging me not being funny off anymore? Like, and this was on Facebook where I haven't posted any form of unique content in a long time. And I'm just like, what do you mean? Like, I'm still funny. I can still kill it. Like, I can still say some raunchy shit. And so I think I'm going to try and prove that, hey, I am still funny. You know, it's probably, you know, if I start a whole new channel, it's going to be, it's kind of excites me because there's nothing, you know, a million followers back in the day used to be like my ultimate dream, you know, and I hit a million and that's kind of like, oh, cool. I hit my main goal. Now what, you know? And so it was a combination of everything that kind of just like turned me off. So yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a new channel and I honestly I have one, but I'm going to change it now. I'm probably just going to go Mr. Technical Difficult. I also realized that I kind of like, and I've talked about it on here, I always say my worst thing I ever did was name myself Mr. Technical Difficult. And then I started thinking, I'm like, is that the worst thing you've ever done? Like, the name doesn't matter. Like, I've changed names and stuff, you know, on certain platforms. But then I'm like, no, the fucking brand is Mr. Technical Difficult. It's corny and everything as it sounds. Like, that's me, you know, that's the name I came up with. That's what people know me as. Why the hell would I just try and be like all cool and change up something else? The name's just going to be Mr. Technical Difficult. But I'll link you guys when it's actually live and all that stuff. But it's, I mean, I don't know what happened to me. I at one point I turned into a massive vagina when it came to like posting content. Like on Facebook, you post something that kind of starts out sucking, you delete it. And doing that for years kind of made me do that for my own content. It's like, oh, this is sucking, I'm going to delete it. On Instagram, I do it. Oh, this is sucking, I'm going to delete it. And it kind of turned me into this pussy. It was like, I would make some content like, this is probably going to suck, I ain't going to post, you know? So that's kind of like my New Year's resolution. Like, quit being a pussy. You know, you post it. If it doesn't do well, you move on to the next one and hopefully it does better, you know? And so I'll give you guys an update in the next one, but you probably will already hear on like, I'll post it on Snapchat and it's all the stuff to promote the new page. And I'm just kind of excited to see, hey, can I grow this shit out? Who knows? We'll find out really fast if there's still some demand for it. But I mean, you know, people don't follow me on Snapchat to see pictures of my baby. You know, they follow me on Snapchat because of the old me, you know? So it's going to be kind of a new me mixed with the old me, and see what we can do. I mean, maybe it'll turn into something where I do get back into making content every single day and we'll see how it goes, but I'm kind of excited about it. So yeah, will I make YouTube content again? I'll at least make a couple videos and see how it goes. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.